Rav Shlomo Shviya Stav Ayin Aleph. The Gemara continues in discussion that Rav Yochanan had two psakim, two halachas, and that he paskined. And it says that the older gentleman, older dayan, which wasn't identified yet, disagreed with him on both. He was makel on one, that Rav Yochanan was machmir, and he was machmir where Rav Yochanan was makel. So Gemara tries to figure out, who was this person? Who was this Maisa? Who was this this elder Tamakalkam, elder Dayan, that disputed with Rav Yochanan? Rav said, Asa of the Kamid Rav Yasa. It was a Maisa happening in front of Rav Yasa. This was the Maisa that happened when we had, remember, Be'eshnal the B'yom Tov, Machlokas Be'sham Be'es Hillel. On a regular halach, what's halach? What's then Isur Nolad or not? And the question is, what about if it was 2 days, it was Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you had, it was Nolad on one day, and then is a mutter the second day? Would that, would the machlokas tanayim of Shammai Sil be on that as well? Either everyone agrees that it's mutter, or there's still a machlokas there. So this was a shayla that I came in front of Rav Yosef. And he wanted to pass on Rav Yochanan, who said al pasan like the chachamim, that said that this halacha be mutter, that it would be mutter on the second day. It was mutter that it would be mutter on the second day, but no machlokas tanayim. When he heard the Rabbi Chanina disagreed with Rav Yochanan and paskin the Chumrah, so then they passed like Yehuda to be Mekel. So then, and they said it would be us even on the second day. Sharmi Menu. Then he changed halacha. He moved. He withdrew his halacha. He wanted to be Mekel of Rav Yochanan, but when he heard that Rabbi Chanina disagreed, so he made it to be Machmir. So he was there for Machmir as well. He changed his halacha and he withdrew his psak. So the he ended up didn't want to argue with these two Amorayim. Memela, therefore, he paskined the Ravasi, who was a Talmud of Yochanan. But when he heard that they argued with Yochanan, that both Rav and Rav Chanina argued with Rav Yochanan. So Mele, he withdrew his psak, Sharmi Meni, and he changed from Paskim of Yochanan. He was Mi Machmir. So therefore, we'll see the same halacha would apply, that he would be Machmir, and change halacha, he did not want to agree to Rav Yochanan, Keneged Olam Arayim. So Gemara says, so we see, so who was the one that argued with Rav Yochanan? Who was Rav Yochanan? Who was the one that argued with Rav Yochanan? Obviously, it was Chanina, because we just said that when he heard the Rabbi of Chanina disagreed, so Rav Yasa changed from Paskin Rav Yochanan to Paskin like the two of them. So Mamela Yisil Chayro, Chanina is the one who would be the one who would argue, was argued Rav Yochanan. He was the Zakin. He was the Dayan Zakin that argued. So Gemara says, this Pagan, we see Rav Chanina and Rav argued the Halakha Shari Psi. They argued the remnants of a wick, Shari Medura, the remnant of a torch, the remnant of a shaman and an olop, shachok b'Shabbos. They were extinguished on Shabbos. Malhalakim yom tov. What's halakha using these things to light them on yom tov or not? And it was on Shabbos. You lit a wick or a torch or a shaman to light for Shabbos. It got extinguished on Shabbos. Mamela, you let it relight it on the halakha on the second day. Yom tov, they followed that. Do we say that they're considered on Shabbos their muksa? The middle of the day, because in Muxer, Eskatsi Yoma, Eskatsi Kula Yoma, which means they're Muxer even through the second day of Yom Tov. Or do we say that? No, it's Mutter, that it changes. Rav Chanina said, but remember, Rav Chanina said, Rav Asar, you can't use it on a second day either, because they're considered in one day. Mamela, just like it's a Kedusha Achas, and it was Scottish, it became Asr, because you Madlik on Yom Tov became Muksa, Skatsi Lekula Yoma, the whole Shabbos, it continued through the second period of Yom Tov, as well, the second day Yom Tov as well. Yochan Amar Mutter, Yochan said, no, it's only Asr on Shabbos, but for the second day, it becomes Mutter. So we see that Lechera, on this halacha, they argued, Yochan again was Mekel, and it was Matir, so it doesn't continue. And they said it was Asr. And the Marfulda explains, why did they say it's Asr? It said, because Kedusha Akasi, it considered one did Kedusha. That since it Lamaisa, it's just like by Be'yosh on Yom Tov, we Asr it as well, to continue through the second day of Yom Tov as well. So too, the luck of a wick that became extinguished, of oil that became extinguished, same luck would apply. Do we say it's Miskatze Kulayoma? It's one din or not? So we see the same Aklokas over there by Be'yosh and Nolda on Yom Tov, when it's Shabbos follows Yom Tov, same Aklokas would apply here as well, that would be considered Asr. So Mela, therefore, will be the same halacha. We consider the two cases the same. Masha'en Cain over here, right? The wick on the second day, the Chara Rav Chanina would agree. So the Chara, just like you argue over there, they would argue here as well, with Rav Yochanan as well, the same case, both by the case of Be'eshnel to Be'yamto. Similar applies by the Yisr of Muksa, whether it extends for the second day of Yom Tov or not. Same halacha would apply. The same halacha would apply. So the Gemara says, so we see the Chavar, the two cases are the same. We make Madama, the two cases are the same. Afraid to Gemara, what's the connection? What's the demion? Amar Rav Yumana Kumidra Yudan Ma Ipcha Le Psila Gabebeya. Why are you confusing? Why are you confusing the halacha of a wick with that of an egg? You're comparing, they say, just like over there, they argue by Beit, so they argue that it extends throughout. The same thing applies to a wick that became muksa, that extends. Where do you get the extension? Who said that we argue? What's the extension of the two sugyas? They're very different. The chayra, they're very different. The Maipcha says the Ma'apfulda, Ma'apichal, Medamina Shari Psiluba, Shazer Nola's a Muksa. They're two separate animals, they're two separate halakas. One is a din of Nola, one's a din of Muksa. So who said that you compare the two sugyas to say that just like we say by Noilad, we say it's Asr, we consider it that the Shalat that applies both days, so too that applies as well in the din of, by not only the din of Noilad, but it applies also to the din of muksa. Who said, this is Mar Fulda says, who said that's the same? Two separate concepts. Who do we know that we compare the two the same? That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Amar Avlei, Rav, you said to Ramana, Ma minanan nechamei karan adram adamalei. What? We see Rachachamim compare these two sugyas and say it's the same halacha. Adam, Mahidadi Adi, the Chara, they compare the same. Both the case of Be'ah and the case of muksa is the Chara the same. The fact that the Chachamim compared the two, since it says in Mar Fulda, Masha Neroyim, Shrabbonim, Adbile, Muksa, Noilad, Rabbonim compared the two sugyas, so the same thing applies over here as well. They compare the two sugyas as well. So therefore, that's what we see, where we get this comparison. So the Gemara says, no, well, I'll bring it up. Mishra Abba Zakenim Amrav. So Chara, then, Alech of the four Chachamim, and for the Zakenim, we said a halakha, Salak Kolin Echol, Eru Rabbi Rishon, whoever must has an Eruv, of the Chumim, was Net Chubba, Eru Rabbi Rishon, if you ate the Eruv, you put an Eruv to Chumim, you put an Eruv to Chumim, and it was eaten the first day. The question is, does it extend to the second day or not? So Gemara said, what is halacha? So we know the halacha is that if you went ahead and you put an Eruv to Chumim on a Shabbos, it got consumed during the day, you can still rely on it for the rest of the day. What about relying it on the second day of Yom Tov as well? Can you rely on it for the second day? So Ravun of Shem Rav, halacha k'arba zakenim, halacha is according to the arba zakenim. We pass like the arba zakenim that says that you look at each one's kedusha separately, and just like you don't have the Eruv Tehumah for the first day, if it was gone, you can't use it for the second day either. You can't rely on it for the second day if it was removed. So we see that they compare the same halacha applies here as well. We can consider it as two separate days. So the Gemara says, "Rachiz the boy, Rachiz the shara, Machal fishidas of the Rav." Chara, we can go ahead and. In the Chara, we have a steer in Rav, and we can go ahead, Machalfe Shita, so we could go change it. They could change the steer to Rav. Rav is changing the member of Rav. Rav was Mekel, not Mekel in one place, Machman in the other place, but both times he's Machman. Why? What's Pshat? That we said by Eruv that he considers it as two separate kedushos, the chiyav and like kedusha akas. And over here, like Abba Eruv lamp, we consider it as if it's considered one dude. It's balgun. It wants to make a difference. Shiyar psula shiyar midura shiyar shemen shkabu shabbos. In the case of the halakha, the case that we spoke about, whether it was the shemen or the psila or the wick, or the madur or the madur or the torch, each of them that became extinguished. What's the halakha with on Shabbos? Are you allowed to use it on Yom Tov? Do we say it's considered muksa? It continues miskatzik paga yoma, it can muksa the entire day of Shabbos. It's also extended for the second day. Rabbi Rav Yachanina, Tavayna Maser, they both said it's aser, that it's considered muksa the second day as well, considered as one long day. Rav Yachanina ma mutter, says it's mutter. So you see the L'chaira, since Rav holds over there, we can say Tarvayu, Rav is saying the same halacha, that Rav and Rabbi Yochanina both agreed that it's us, we consider this as one day. So Mamela, how do you paskin over here by Eruv, where he says it's mutter? You're allowed to go ahead and use the Eruv for the next day as well. L'chayra, Rav is Mekel. Over there, Rav is Machmir. By the case of the Psil, by the case of Muksa, he's Mekel. So how could you say Rav is Mekel here and Machmir over there? So the Gemara says, that was the shayla that he asked Rav Yochanan. That was the shayla that he asked Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says, the Gemara answered, no, the Gemara had a difference between the two sugyas. And the Gemara said, no, I'm Rav Yochanan, Rav Yudon. Ma ipchil and psila gabeza. What do you compare the two sugyas, psila gabebeya? So amalei min amand anachamai rabbanon medamilei. That we see a chachamim compared it to adi amri adi amri. Just like rabbanon compared it to, so two over here compared it as well. So really, be'atzem, yeah, I do have a steer in Rav, because if you would give a very simple answer and say the two sugyas are not comparable, and if a Rav is machmir by one, but he's not, he's mekel in the other case, because two separate cases, psil, the case of the psil and the case of the Erev is two separate cases, but it says, no, since we see the chachamim compared to two cases, and bring a raya from one to the other, so to lechayra, Rav would do the same thing. Rav is also holds that they're comparable, and if they're comparable, then the question is, why does Rav machmir one place and mekel another place? So you have to say mechal fashitase. You have to say that would change the name of Rav. Rav is not the one that said that. He's not the author of that halacha. And Rav, both cases, is Machmir, and Rav is not the case of Yabir and Yochanan. That's Mekel, would not be the Shita of Rav in our case. The Shaila that the Gemara brings to make a chiluk between two cases, so the Marfuld explains, is not a new teretz. It's not a new chiluk. The same question the Gemara raised before, but since the question applies to Rav as well, so the Gemara brings it here as well. Now, interesting that the Bavli that the Rashi Law brings down that asked this Kasha is Mechalek between two sugyas. The other Chilik is between it, the case of Be'ah and the case of the Tchumim, because there the case of the Be'ah is a din of Nolda B'Yom Tov. So if it's Nolda B'Shabbos, so it was Mechin for Shabbos, for the Yom Tov, for Sunday. And there Rav holds me Achona, the Rav is Osir. Achona is Osir. Not the din, but just because it's one day of Yom Tov. So Batsim will tell you he could really hold that, like Abi, the din Erev, it's mutter because it's one din. The Shabbos Yom Tov is one din. But over there, the reason why Rav is asked by Be'ah, not because it's a one din, one day Yom Tov, but because there's a different sphere, because it's Achona li Yom Tov. It's Achona. And Achona is considered Aser. And if we're not mutter, Achona. So that's Chilik, as the Gemara Bavli gives to explain the steer in Rav. However, the Yerushalmi doesn't give that teretz. The Rosh Mislur doesn't explain why the Yerushalmi doesn't accept the teretz of the Bavli, but doesn't explain why it doesn't give the teretz. But the Mefarshim speak about it here, the Rishonim speak about it, try to explain why Hachana, the Yerushalmi doesn't like the teretz of Hachana, like Abi the din of Be'ah, and obviously because Hachana is only din Rabbanon, in the Chavad, maybe there's a difference between a Deraisadika level or the Rabbanadika level, and this is something that you have to get more deeper, and we should get into this chilik as to what is the difference. What is the difference between these two cases? The next piece in the Gemara is a new sugya. Explain the next line of the Mishnah. We know it's in the middle of Amid Beis. We'll continue this Be'ez Hashem, as you do tomorrow's daf.